You're listening to The Jake Asmund Show on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Jake Asmund.
Moving along here on SB Nation Radio, Jake Asmund with you. There was a team in the NFL yesterday that decided it was time for a change at their general manager position. That team right here in town, the Houston Texans. And the man who broke the story is joining us now on our Progressive Insurance Hotline. The great John McClain of the Houston Chronicle is our guest. John, I know how busy you've been, so we really appreciate a few minutes of your time today. How are you?
I'm great, Jake. It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Obviously, John, this was a huge surprise. You got wind of the story first. What was your initial reaction when you heard the news?
I was surprised. I thought Brian Gain did a good job as personnel man with the draft and the moves, the moves he made in free agency. So it caught me off guard like it did everyone else, players, everybody in the front office. And what I can tell you is this, there's nothing sinister, wasn't a knee-jerk reaction. Cal McNair is the owner, his mother actually, Janice, Bob McNair's wife, is the controlling owner, but he runs things, and he has run them now for multiple years. He didn't just take over 6 months ago, like after his dad died, and he determined that he didn't think Brian Gain was doing his job as general manager well enough. Now, for whatever reason, because it had nothing to do with personnel, because even though Gain had final say with personnel, he didn't sign or draft a player that Bill O'Brien didn't want. So all of a sudden, the new general manager is going to come in here. It's going to be the same stipulation. He's not going to sign or draft somebody Bill O'Brien doesn't want. Now, the general manager's job, there's a lot of departments that come under it. And Cal McNair determined he thought Brian Gain was a better personnel man than he was a general manager. And you could redefine the position. You could take away some of his authority. But I don't think Brian wanted to stay under those circumstances. And so he walks away with three and a half years left on his contract with, and I'm sure he'll get a job in personnel because he's good at personnel.
John McClain from the Houston Chronicle, our guest here on SB Nation Radio. What do you think the relationship was like, John, between Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain? There were some reports out that maybe that relationship was not nearly as strong as it was when O'Brien had a big say in Gain getting this job in the first place. What can you tell us about maybe that relationship between the head coach and now the former GM?
Jake, their first choice was Nick Caserio, director of player personnel in New England. They also wanted Monty Osenfort, the director of college scouting in New England. They had Joe Douglas, Will McClay. They didn't get to interview them. But Brian Gutekunst came down here from Green Bay, and right before his interview, Mark Murphy offered him the job as Packers general manager. So when Brian Gain, they turned to him. O'Brien wanted him because they had a good relationship when he was here for 3 years, and that included four draft and four free agent periods working under Rick Smith. And so what I was told is their relationship deteriorated for whatever reason. It didn't have anything to do with personnel, because I know the setup over there that O'Brien got the players he wanted. It wasn't because O'Brien wanted to sign Clowney, give him more money, or trade him. I've seen a lot of that. It's not because they wouldn't get Trent Williams. They're not going after Trent Williams, no matter who's over there, because O'Brien gets who he wants and doesn't want, of course, assuming they can sign the player. So the new guy is going to come in, and he'll have all these departments, medical, nutrition, strength and rehab, trainers, everything that's under the general manager. He's not going to have it under him, but he's certainly going to have a lot of influence in it. So he's going to merge, I think, with more power. It's just not one of those things that'll be in writing.
John, you mentioned Nick Caserio. He was their guy last time around. They weren't given the opportunity to interview him. Is he the name to watch in this search once again?
Unless they say no, they can say no again. They said no last year, and they certainly can do it again. Monty Osenfort, who was here with the Texans two different times as a scouting intern and a scout, and then when Charlie Casserly left, he went to New England. He's been with the Patriots since, promoted up the ladder. People think it's only a matter of time before he's a general manager. But maybe Bill Belichick won't let him interview either. And if you're going to let somebody go, this is a bad time to do it. Very awkward time of the year, because everybody's going on vacation. They're either going this week or the Texans case after the mini camp concludes, everybody, coaches, general manager, personnel people, scouts, they all have vacations ready to go just like the players. So it's going to upend some people's vacations.
John McClain, our guest for a few more minutes here on SB Nation Radio. He, of course, longtime Houston Texans reporter and covers the NFL for the Houston Chronicle. You know, you look at Bill O'Brien, John, and you know him well. You've been around this team for many years. I mean, he's now entering year six. He is a career four-game over 500 coach. He is a guy that's 1-3 in the playoffs, and he's about to go on to his third general manager. So, you know, what is the situation with O'Brien entering 2019? Would you say he's on the hot seat? Does he need to win this year? What's his status, and how does that change now moving forward with a new GM coming in?
Doesn't change at all. Doesn't change one bit. He's entering the first of a four-year contract. They'll be paying three general managers. They're still paying Rick Smith. They'll be paying Brian Gain. They'll be paying the new guy. The way they look at it, like four games over 500, why is that? 2 years ago, they had 23 players on injured reserve, including 13 starters. They're 4-12. That was washout. And that was their bad year. So if you have to analyze it, as most people don't do, they just look at the record. Mm-hmm. That's something the McNair family looks at closely. They like the fact that he's helping develop Deshaun Watson. They think he's a great quarterback. Bill O'Brien is one of the coaches. He calls plays. He oversees the game plan. I don't think they want to upend that. And it's going to be a whole lot tougher schedule this year, better teams they go against than last season. So even though Cal McNair just fired Gain with 3.5 years left, I do not see him firing O'Brien with 3 years left. Unless he finishes 2-14. There are changes in coaches. The only two have been after 2-14 season.
Well, there you go. John, before I let you go, the only real decision a new GM would have to make as far as the roster goes, big decision anyway, would be Jadeveon Clowney, who, of course, has not shown up to minicamp. He doesn't plan on being there until he gets a new contract. What are you hearing with Clowney and that situation and how that could eventually be handled depending on who they bring in to be the next GM?
He's not going to – it has nothing to do with nothing. He'll be here for the start of the regular season. Unless he comes down and what they want, he's not going to be signed to a multi-year deal this offseason. He'll play the franchise tag, and then they'll see next year. They can control him for 2 years and not have to worry about it. Everybody thinks they're going to trade him. Why would they? Who would they get that could help him on defense as much? They're willing to pay him a lot of money, just not as much as he wants.
John, before I let you go, I got to say this. Congratulations to you. Earlier this week, you were inducted into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. I have not seen you in person to congratulate you in person yet, of course, but I got you on the show now, so figured I'd do it on the air. Congrats to you. That's an incredible accomplishment and, of course, well-deserved.
Jake, thank you very much. I really appreciate you pointing that out. It means a whole lot to me, being a native Texan who's spent my whole life and working career here. Quite an honor, and thank you for acknowledging it.
Absolutely. John, I know you got to run. Appreciate your time today, and I'm sure I'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you very much, Jake.
John McClain joining us on the Progressive Insurance Hotline, talking about the Houston Texans, who decided yesterday was a good time to make a change at general manager. John, of course, joining us on the Progressive Insurance Hotline, which is sponsored by Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Coming up next, some more thoughts on the decision to get rid of Brian Gain, what it means for the Texans moving forward, and how one team in the NFL, the Texans, decided to get rid of a GM. And the team I root for, the New York Jets, has now hired their GM. We'll get to the Jets hiring Joe Douglas as well. Keep it here. It's Jake Asman with you here on SB Nation Radio.